After queuing up for hours, Ali Fairless finally gets a little more petrol in his taxi. Supplies are being rationed as Lebanon doesn't have enough fuel. When the central bank partially lifted subsidies last month, prices jumped by 70%. At the same time, running and maintaining a vehicle during Lebanon's worst economic crisis has gone up.
I have been driving all morning. There are no passengers. It has become too expensive for them. Petrol is costing me half of what I earn. I can't afford to support my family anymore. People are crying. They're feeling humiliated. No one cares about us.
This is what decades of systematic corruption looks like. Black markets and hoarding of basic commodities, including fuel, have contributed to hyperinflation. That's pushing people further into poverty. The UN warns it could get worse.
These are the scenes that we're seeing across the country every single day. Tempers are high, fuel is expensive, and there's a major shortage. But it's essential for those trying to make a basic living. And for those that are trying to get to work or school or go about their business, they're fast running out of transport options.
Lebanon is bankrupt, and with the local currency losing most of its value to the US dollar, passengers too are also struggling. With public transport almost non-existent, people rely mostly on cars or private services, but taxis and buses have either stopped working or have increased their fares.
He wanted 10 US dollars. That's too much for me, and it's a very short ride.
It's too expensive. I'm finding it hard to get to work.
Pick a point out of your location.
To fill the void, these young entrepreneurs from Beirut took matters into their own hands, providing an affordable alternative bus service.
And just go to work, go to school, go to uni. On the buses, we offer Wi-Fi and a climate-controlled environment. It's a comfortable environment, so people can just kick back in traffic and do their stuff on the commute. And if enough people do so, then maybe there won't be any traffic anymore. So,
to meet demand, they've increased their fleets of buses, with additional routes being considered.
With the crisis, it's harder for people to get gas, it's harder for people to go around, so I think it would be easier this way. You know, you'd have a reliable way of actually moving from one area to another.
The transport disruption is also impacting the supply of basic goods like food, water and medication. And with fuel now costing nearly half the minimum wage, people in Lebanon are finding themselves having to make tough life choices. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera, Beirut.